Welcome to another edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a weekly program that highlights some of the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am your presenter, Carissa Franks Benjamin. Coming up, Honorable Michael Perkins returns as Speaker of the National Assembly, and Dr. Bernicia Nisbet to serve as the new Deputy Speaker in the National Assembly. On Wednesday, July 8, 2020, during the historic sitting of Parliament at the St. Kitts Marriott Resort, the Honourable Anthony Michael Perkins was returned as Speaker of the National Assembly in St. Kitts and Nevis for the second term of the Team Unity government. The proclamation summoning the opening of the National Assembly was read by the Clerk of the National Assembly, Mrs. Sonia Boddy Thompson, followed by election of the Speaker. Prime Minister Dr. The Honourable Timothy Harris nominated the Honourable Michael Perkins, and it was seconded by the Honourable Mark Brantley, Parliamentary Representative for Nevis 9. Mrs. Boddy Thompson administered the oath of allegiance to the Honourable Speaker, who swore to be faithful and to bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors according to law. The Honourable Michael Perkins was first elected to post on June 30, 2016, after serving as Deputy Speaker. Dr. Bernicia Nisbet, a resident of Sadler's Village, was on July 7th sworn in as the newest Senator in the National Assembly of St. Kitts and Nevis. Dr. Nisbet will serve in the capacity of Deputy Speaker of the Honourable House, which convened for the first time on Wednesday, July 8, at the St. Kitts Marriott Resort since June 5 general elections. During a brief ceremony hosted by His Excellency the Governor General, Sir S.W. Tapley Seaton, a Government House, Resident Judge His Lordship Trevor Ward, QC, administered the oath of allegiance and office to Dr. Nisbet. In his remarks to mark the occasion, Prime Minister Harris offered heartfelt congratulations to Dr. Nisbet and stated that this is further evidence of his Team Unity administration's determination to empower the youth of St. Kitts and Nevis.
For me, our people's heart must be made glad when young people have shown themselves able to come forward to serve. We are a small country with limited human resources, and we depend upon excellent quality persons to come forward to serve us so that we will not shortfall. I consider Dr. Bernicia Nisbet one such excellent citizen of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Prime Minister Dr. The Honourable Timothy Harris. The second-term Team Unity government of St. Kitts and Nevis has pledged to continue its build-out of a more diversified economy, one that is resilient to external shocks which can result from catastrophes such as Category 5 hurricanes, other major weather phenomena, as well as epidemics and pandemics. This was outlined in the throne speech of the second term of the Team Unity government delivered by His Excellency the Governor General, Sir S.W. Tapley Seaton, GCMG, CVO, QC, JP, LLD, at the opening of the new parliamentary session on Wednesday, 8 July, at the St. Kitts Marriott Resort Ballroom. The throne speech summarized the Team Unity government's approach to governance, growth, and development over the next 5 years.
COVID-19 is teaching all our countries the imperative of economic diversification and investment in new and emerging drivers while strengthening traditional sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, the digital economy, and financial services. As such, in this new term, my government will set out to continue to build out the digital economy needed to power investment and diversification in all sectors of the economy. This will be facilitated by investment partnerships to advance research and development in the science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, STEAM, STEAM industry.
The Team Unity government also intends to actively attract and recruit high-end manufacturing operators to the Federation while creating new jobs for the labor force. Additionally, as it looks to strengthen the St. Kitts and Nevis economy, the government will facilitate new trade agreements with emerging markets such as India, Brazil, and South Africa in order to promote exports and attract new investments from these jurisdictions. It was also outlined in the highly anticipated throne speech that the Team Unity administration will pursue the development of a small business rescue fund in order to assist businesses with resilience and recovery in the face of a disaster that interrupts business economic activity in the country and make more lands available for agricultural production, some of which have been earmarked to come from acreage already redeemed from the land for debt swap. The government of St. Kitts and Nevis on several occasions has reaffirmed its commitment to invest additional resources into developing the agricultural sector in its second term. This thrust was again reiterated in the throne speech, which stated that the Team Unity administration will aggressively promote and facilitate local investment in agriculture and related technology in order to boost food security, agro and meat processing, reduce our food import bills, export produce to neighboring islands, and conserve foreign currency reserves. The administration of justice in St. Kitts and Nevis will be further improved with the establishment of a third magistrate court on St. Kitts. The new court will be housed in the annex of the Sir Lee Llewellyn Moore Judicial and Legal Complex. The annex is currently under construction at East Independence Square Street, adjacent to the Legal and Judicial Complex. The building is scheduled to be completed by the end of September 2020. Attorney General the Honorable Vincent Byron Jr. stated on Tuesday's July 7 edition of the virtual town hall series Leadership Matters that the chamber will assist us in being able to look at such matters as family court matters and traffic court matters. Another benefit that is expected from the creation of the third magistrate court is an expansion of the hours of operations into the night.
We would expect that as we move into the second term, we can implement one of the promises we have made before, and that is now to be able to extend the day in having what we would call a night court and allow those who may have to work in the day for non-contentious matters, non-criminal matters, to be able to attend court in the evening after work without having to lose a day's pay.
There are currently two magistrate courts on St. Kitts and one on Nevis. In March 2017, the government opened a second high court to relieve the backlog of cases that existed at the time. Attorney General Byron Jr. said that this measure has been extremely useful in expediting the dispensation of justice. Close to 6,000 lands in St. Kitts and Nevis have been registered over a period of 18 months since work started at the land registry in January 2018, says Honorable Vincent Byron Jr., Attorney General and Minister of Justice and Legal Affairs, on Tuesday's July 7th edition of Leadership Matters, a virtual forum on ZIZ TV.
We have been able, in 18 months, the last 18 months, to be able to register more than 4,000 titles in the land registry when it comes to Senkits, and some nigh 2,000 titles in Nevis across the land. And so this has been very significant.
Minister Byron said that government is moving towards the digitization of the land registry, adding that it is one of the main areas that the government is very proud of.
Apart from being able to develop, as it was, a process by which we can register much more quickly, we intend, we are in the process, as we speak, of digitizing the whole process to make it more efficient and more effective. And one of the things that we are able to do and are doing at the current time is to be able to improve the way in which we identify lands and in Senkits. For the first part of this year, we have engaged a US company, to assist us to develop cadastral mapping of all the lands in Senkits. We have used drones to have flyovers, and so we are in the process of being able to identify various plots of land to be able to ensure that the whole process of land registration improves significantly.
The Honorable Vincent Byron Jr. Seventeen new immigration officers underwent a week-long, that's from July 6th to 10th, basic training course aimed at equipping them with some basic knowledge of border security and their role as frontline workers. During the opening ceremony at the Customs Training Center on Monday, July 6th, Chief Immigration Officer Merslin Hughes shared what the recruits had to look forward to.
I want you all to know that you're in for a lot of information will be passed during this week. I want you to pay attention to it. You are going to hear that you are the gatekeepers of the Federation. What does a gatekeeper do? You let people in, but you must not just let in any and anybody. You must ensure that the people that you open the door to and you welcome in, that they're good people, that they're bona fide people, that, as Mr. Jeffers said, that their travel documents are in telling you a story as to the person who is standing before you.
The chief immigration officer encouraged the recruits to make the best of the training and participate fully, as the information imparted to them will be beneficial. Topics covered for the week included, but were not limited to, the role of immigration and the code of conduct, Immigration Act, role of customs, role of immigration in the tourism industry, Civil Service Act and procedures, work permit extension stay, entry visits, student visas, immigration procedures, free movement of persons from CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME, and Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, CARICOM Skills Certificate, Report Writing and Statement Taking and Profiling. And that's it for this week's edition of SKNIS Week in Review. See you next week.